So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak states, "Ein nefra menichsi yisayim ella min haziburas." The Chacham initiated that any person who collects from the Yershin's assets only takes from the Ziburis fields. Rav Nachman says, "Shtar chayv hayitza al yisayim, afa pisha kosa b'shvach, ein negoyva ella min haziburas." If the leiv is stipulated in the loan document that the malva can collect from his iddis fields, the malva still collects only from the Yershin's Ziburis fields. Even though midaraisa this loan can be collected from iddis, because he's so stipulated, however, the Chacham initiated that all collections from Yershin are only from Ziburis. Abaya adds, Teida, de balchoiv dine bebeninis umeyasman beziburis. This can be proven from the Mishnah's halacha regarding a balchoiv who did not specify who midaraisa collects from the leiv's beninis, but the Chacham nevertheless initiated that he collects only from the Yershin Ziburis. Rava says that this is not a proof, because the Mishnah concurs with Ula, who holds Dvar Torah Balchev Beziburis. Midai Raisa Balchev collects only from the Leib Ziburis, because the pasuk that refers to a Balchev's collection states Bachutz Tamud Ve'ish Asha Ata Neishabai Yaitzi Alecha Esa Ovet Hachutza. The Leib provides the Balchev with the item for the loan. Ma Darker Shal Ish Lahaitzi Pachasha Bekelem. A Leib will certainly choose only his cheapest item. Uma Tam Armu Balchev Bebeinus. However, the Rabbana initiated that a Balchev collects from Beinanis so that people should not refrain from lending money to those in need. The Rabbana yielded their takana for the Yisayimim and reverted to the original halacha that the Balchev collects only from Ziburis. However, regarding Shtar Chayv Shekasa Beishvach, in which Midaraisa the Balchev collects from the Leibis Idis, the Rabbana did not override the Daraisa for the Yisayimim, and therefore the Balchev does collect from the Yisayimim's Idis. Accordingly, regarding the Mishnah's halacha of Hanizak and Shaman min Idis, according to Mazutra and Abaya, the Nezik collects only from the Yershin Ziburis because the Rabbana initiated a Nefron Ela min HaZiburis. Even this overrides a Dairaisa. However, according to Rava, the Nezik collects from the Yershin's Idis because the Chacham did not initiate Ziburis if it overrides a Dairaisa. But even according to Rava, in the case of Kugayin Shahaisa Idis de Nezik, Ziburis de Mazik, the Yershin Ziburis were of equal quality as the Nizik's Idis. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Nizik collects only from the Yershin's Ziburis, because Midei Raisa b'de Nizik Shaminan, u'b'mei tikkun o'ilam tekinu Rabbana b'de Mazik. Midei Raisa, the Idis are assessed according to the Nizik's fields, but the Rabbana initiated that the Idis are assessed according to the Mazik's fields, and therefore, b'gabi yasmu k'mu Rabbana adei Raisa. The Rabbana yielded the takana for the assignment that the Idis is assessed according to the Nizik's fields. Regarding the Mishnah's halacha of Ein Nefra Menichsi Yisayim Ela Min HaZiburis, the Gemara now asks, Boi Rav Achtavoi Bar Ami, Yisayim She'amru Ketanim. Was this takan initiated merely for Yisayim who are minors? Because as Rashi explains, She'ein Lehem Mi Yitrach Bishvilam, they're not capable of selling the Ziburis to pay off the Baal Chayv. However, the takan does not include Yisayim who are Gedailim, matured, because they are capable of selling the Ziburis. Or Oyafil Gedailim, the takana was initiated even for Yisayim who are gedailim, because there is no concern for an ilas delas mipnei lavin that through this a malva will abstain from lending money, because dole masik adaita de malva de misleiva v'nafli nichse kamiyasme. A malva does not anticipate that the leiva will die and he will be forced to collect the chayiv from the Yisayim ziburis. The Gemara concludes, v'hilchasa Yisayim she'amru gedailim ve'inet tzarech le'miketanim bein l'shvua bein l'ziburis. Yisayimin does include Gedolim in that the Malva who collects their father's debt must swear that he did not receive any payment, and he takes only the Ziburis. The previous Mishnah also taught, Ein Nefra Menechasim Mishabadim B'makim Shesh B'nei Chayrin V'afilehin Ziburis. The Chacham initiated that a Malva cannot collect the Leiva's Beinus field that are already sold to others if the Leiva still owns a field even if it is only Ziburis. The Gemara asks, can the Malva confiscate the Leiva's fields that he gave away as a gift? Do we say, the Chacham initiated the takana only for a mechira, to prevent the buyer's loss of his payment, but there is no takana for a matana, because the recipient did not pay anything, and therefore ain't a friend. Or matana nami, Ilav de isle hanomine loyov le matana. The hilkach ki besay de delikuchas dami. The Chacham initiated the takana even for a matana, which is usually granted to the mekabel as a reward for a favor that he did for the Nisan, and therefore it is considered as if he paid for the field and now suffers a loss. The Gemara attempts to resolve the question through a brisa, but the question remains unresolved. The previous Mishnah also taught, Ein mitzin l'achilas peris, u'l'shvach kakois min achasim mishabadim. If a person bought a field from another person, and it was later discovered that the meicher did not own the field, but rather had stolen the field from someone else, the nigzal reclaims his field with all the peris that the lekeach planted. The lekeach then collects from the meicher the money he paid for the sada, the peris, and the shvach, the improvements to the actual field. The Chacham, however, initiated that only the money for the field may be collected from the meicher's nechasim mishabadim, but the peris and shvach may not be collected from nechasim mishabadim, only from bnei charin. Similarly, eimetzin lemazin isha v'abanis minechasim mishabadim, mimnei tikkun oilam. The Chacham initiated that Bezin does not confiscate mishabadim, the deceased person's assets, which he or the Yerushim sold to others, to provide mizaynus, support for his almana or his daughters, only from bnei charin. The Gemara cites a machlokes regarding the reasoning for this takana. Ula Amar Shlakish says the reason is lafisha and kesuvin, as Rashi explains. A malva collects from mishabadim only if the loan was recorded in a shtar, because the isle kala, the loan becomes publicly known, and the potential buyer is aware of the possibility that the malva might later confiscate the leva's field. However, a malva does not collect mishabadim if the loan was not recorded in a shtar, because lesle kala, the loan is not known, and the potential lekeach is not aware that the malva might confiscate his field. And therefore, regarding peiris v'shevach, even if they were written into the shtar lesle kala, they're not known, because they were non-existent when the shtar was written. And regarding mazon ha'isha v'abanes, even though they are a tanai bezdin and are publicly known, however, the Chacham initiated that they're not to be considered kesuvin because, as Rashi explains, ein odem reitz alikach stei mechaveri. A person would not buy someone else's field if there is a possibility that the wife and daughters might later confiscate the field for their support. Reb Chanina disagrees and says the reason is lafisha in kitzuvin. A malva collects from a shabodim only if the loan is a fixed amount, and the lekuches can protect themselves by ensuring that after their purchase, the leba still owns enough karka equivalent to the chayt. However, regarding the claims of peiris v'shevach and mezaynas, they do not have a fixed amount, and the buyers cannot protect themselves against it. This discussion continues in the next daf.